November 8th was International Pathology Day. And what is the importance of pathology? It's a day to celebrate the value of pathology in healthcare. And joining us to talk about it is Tony Barnett, who's the president of the New Zealand Institute of Medical Laboratory Science. Tony, thank you for joining us on Pākehiwa. It's a pleasure to have you with us. My name's Dale. Thank you.
Kia ora, Dale. Thanks for having me.
Well, a lot of our listeners probably don't know how pathology fits into our wider health issues. Would you be kind enough to talk with us about what do pathology laboratories do? How many of them exist in our country as well, please, Tony?
Well, just about every laboratory, every hospital in New Zealand has a pathology service, as well as several private laboratories around New Zealand that work outside of the hospitals, providing service for the communities. Examples of that would be in Christchurch, where there's a very large private pathology service. And they are doing essentially work for the whole community of the Greater Canterbury region. But yesterday, of course, as you were just saying, was International Pathology Day. So that was just an opportunity to recognise pathology around the world. And, of course, we were celebrating the incredible work that our technicians, scientists and pathologists do on a daily basis. And many of your listeners, if they had attended hospitals yesterday or gone into hospitals, they may have seen some small interactive setups set up by the laboratories where there may have been microscopes or textbooks explaining what laboratories do.
Which, when we do blood tests, obviously they go through the medical laboratories as well. What other functions do pathologists perform?
Well, I guess on a daily basis, there is about on an annual basis, there's about 80 million tests being done. And, of course, everyone remembers the COVID pandemic, where the laboratory staff were essentially the heroes of the pandemic, doing thousands of COVID tests on a daily basis. And that work just carries on every day. There's diabetic screening, there's testing for strep throat, monitoring of patients' warfarin levels, pre-assessment testing, and then preparing blood for cross-matching on for accident victims. And all of that work is being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So every time a patient comes through an ED department and has blood taken off or some sort of specimen taken off, that goes to the pathology department. And there are international studies that sort of indicate 70% of all medical diagnoses are made by laboratories, and 100% of all cancer diagnoses are a result of the diagnostic pathology laboratory.
Kia ora. Over the years, have you noted any changes in cultural approaches or expectations, Tony? Because our people obviously use the pathology services. We have our blood tests, diabetes, as you've touched on, strep throat, all of these things affect Māori. But I was just wondering whether there are any protocols in place that might mirror that cultural dimension of the work done in laboratories.
Dale, I would have to say that it's not well recognised, and you raise a very good point, because our laboratories are sadly underrepresented with Māori, and we are working incredibly hard to try and improve that, but there doesn't seem to be a huge amount of uptake from the Māori youth coming into laboratories and picking up the career, and we're not quite sure why, because we go to schools and we try and advocate for the profession in the schools, but there just doesn't seem to be a large uptake. But of course, every hospital has their cultural advisors, and we work really hard to make sure that we are respectful in every way we can. And the other thing, of course, with Peora is making sure that there is equitable health for everybody in New Zealand. And I would just have to say that there has been a new innovation with regards to our cervical screening, where there's opportunity for self-collects. Obviously, people still have to go to the clinics to get the collection kits, but that can now be done by self-collects, which makes it a lot easier culturally for a number of different groups throughout the motu.
Tēnā koe. Thank you. Tony, I guess there is a perception of pathology, perhaps of scientists in white coats with their head over a microscope.
You're absolutely right. And there is a bit of that. But, you know, the place can be a fun place to work. There's a lot of people in laboratories, and everyone, you know, gets on well. We're all trying to do the same thing. Scientists probably have a different way of thinking about things, but it's not a scary place, put it that way.
When we're looking at transplants, issues of that type, you need to test bloods to see whose blood might be compatible, for instance. I mean, these are really important considerations as well. So fair to say that you can't escape having been impacted by the work of pathology and pathologists. So even if it is just once a year, and to be honest with you, Tony, I've never even heard of International Pathology Day, but perhaps most of us don't realise just how we are affected, or the contact points that we have with pathology in our everyday lives.
You're absolutely right. I mean, most people will have contact with the phlebotomists, who are part of our laboratory team. So they are the collection people in the collection centres. They're the ones that are doing the blood tests. So they are laboratory technicians, essentially, even though they're working outside of the laboratory. But they have a full understanding of, you know, the specimen requirements, and actually are really focused on providing the service frontline. And I think that, you know, like anything, people have a fear of having blood taken out of them. I mean, there is a needle involved. But our phlebotomists are really good at making people feel comfortable. And you're right, people are impacted, and some people impacted far more frequently with, you know, pathology services than others. But there's a lot of screening that goes on as well. So when you go to your doctor, and they are saying, well, you need to have a blood test for your cholesterol, that might not necessarily find anything unusual. In fact, most of the tests we do are not finding anything unusual, and normal results are actually good results, but we still need to know.
Kia ora. I don't know what the pay's like. I'm just seeing many sectors arcing up about poor pay. You've been involved, no doubt, Tony, for many a year. Is it the money, or what keeps you enthused with the work that you are doing and have done, Tony? How come you're involved here?
I love what I do. I actually work in microbiology, so I'm dealing with pathogens and antibiotics and things like that, and trying to find infections and find treatments for them. So, I mean, I love what I do on a daily basis, but there are challenges, and one of them is the pay. So the unions are working incredibly hard at the moment to ensure pay equity and parity with other professions, to ensure that the recruitment and retention of our staff is not an issue going into the future. I would have to say at the moment it probably is, and it may be one of the reasons why we are struggling to get staff into our laboratories. But I think when people get in there, they find that it's actually a really rewarding career, and hopefully the pay parity and equity clauses that are going through at the moment are going to rectify some of those issues.
It does seem a very sort of Western model of science. Am I right to assume that, Tony? And, you know, as we seek more natural remedies for the ailments of life, including Rongoā Māori, how does this sit alongside complementary too, or has it no impact on the work of pathologists and medical laboratories?
From a laboratory perspective, our laboratories are full of technology. So you're absolutely right, it is quite westernised, and that technology enables us to do more and more tests on smaller and smaller volumes of samples in a faster time. So the turnaround's much quicker. And there probably isn't the room in that area for the more natural health. But that's not to say that the natural health shouldn't be used. And we advocate for all health and for the benefit of the patient. And I think that's the thing about science is you don't dismiss anything. You enable the science to come to you rather than you go chasing it and trying to dictate what the science is.